Happy paper anniversary to Ozarks at large. Producing a daily news hour takes lots of coffee and chutzpah. Churning stories on local politics, culture, education, history, business, personalities, the arts, and environment. Thankfully, murder and mayhem are not on our storyboard. So here's to daily Ozarks. That was wild. That was the sound of confetti. Actually, one of my scripts that I cut up into tiny pieces falling all over my microphone. Confetti makes everyone feel good. So why is that? Let's consult with the nation's top confetti expert.
Linda Crawford, owner, ChicoParty.com. ChicoParty.com is our primary business is confetti. We sell confetti by the pound, confetti by the packet, and we sell any shape you have ever heard of in confetti, like high heel shoes and sports shapes and parrots and horses and really anything you can think of.
Linda Crawford's confetti addiction began in the 1980s, dreaming up ideas for a new business having to do with parties.
Okay. In the 80s, I wanted to open some kind of a business, and I knew I wanted some kind of a party business. And my daughter, who was 8 years old at the time, we were sitting around brainstorming, my husband and my daughter and our neighbors and just some friends, and everybody's brainstorming. And this 8 year old said, "What about confetti? Confetti's happy." And that was just the light bulb moment for me.
Sourcing confetti is easy, Crawford says, because much of it is manufactured in the United States.
Confetti today is primarily made from metallized PVC. So it's like, you know, big sheets of very thin PVC that have been, a metallized layer has been pressed into it on both sides. So if you're making silver confetti or purple confetti, it's metallized. And then punched with a dye that's been made for the shape, if it's a butterfly or if it's a, you know, I can't think of another example, dollar sign, anything, it's punched. There are probably about 95% are the metallized PVC. There are a few that are made that are printed, and that's when it's something that you couldn't really do with the metallized PVC because it's got too many dimensions, like a $100 bill confetti, for instance.
Money confetti would be fun to throw around. 21st century confetti comes in all shapes and sizes. Snowflakes, stars, autumn leaves, butterflies, hearts, flowers, numbers, and themes. Orange and black Halloween confetti booze. Music note confetti, Independence Day confetti, Christmas confetti shaped like tiny red poinsettias. ChicoParty.com also carries religious, graduation, fiesta, birthday, and anniversary confetti. Owner Linda Crawford favors bird confetti and martini confetti, which she says is sold for bachelorette parties.
I love confetti because really, when would you use confetti except for something happy? It's always happy, and my customers are always happy. Sometimes they're in a hurry, like they need something fast, but they're always doing something positive. Sometimes we sell confetti for a funeral, but it's still positive because it's, you know, last year we sold sunflower confetti for a funeral of a rather young man, but his favorite. He loved sunflowers. So when his parents did his memorial, they put sunflower confetti on all of the tables because it was happy and it was reflected him and what he loved. And a lot of people do that. You know, it's a matter of having a celebration of life, you know.
Maybe mix confetti in with cremains. It's a concept. People also dispatch confetti to surprise friends.
Mailings. A lot of people put confetti in, you know, Christmas cards and invitations. And just the cool thing is it's always positive.
So how did scattering bits of paper become linked to holidays and celebrations?
Confetti, the first documented use that I've been able to find was in Paris, which is kind of apropos, isn't it? I think it was in 1891, and it was the leftover decorations from New Year's Eve. And they were just a lot of different things that they had used at this casino, cabaret sort of thing that was kind of like, they were a contemporary of the Moulin Rouge. And someone, when they were taking them down, instead of throwing them away, just cut them up. And that night they were in some kind of containers, like bins or barrels. I mean, this was in the 1800s. And somebody from the second story just threw them down at midnight. And that was the first official documented use of confetti.
Soon after, companies began to manufacture confetti. The etymology for confetti is found in the Italian word confetto, a small sweet traditionally thrown during carnivals. The Brits threw sweets at weddings, but by the 1900s used bits of shredded colored paper. Americans likely had a confetti epiphany handling ticker tape. Back in the 1800s, stock tickers on Wall Street recorded financial data coming over telegraph lines, stamping it on long paper tape, making that sound. First time it occurred to traders that spent tape could be used as party favors was 1886, when reels of it were thrown out windows in New York City to celebrate the dedication of the Statue of Liberty. The wildest ticker tape parade occurred in 1945, with the Allied victory over Japan leaving behind 5,400 tons of confetti debris to sweep up. Of course, leaves and flowers and rice have through history been thrown over happy newlyweds to encourage fertility. Bird seeds commonly used now. Rice is hard to digest for sparrows. And because of stricter litter laws, confetti is actually used less outdoors, but gaining in popularity indoors as table dressing for weddings and parties, and wildly broadcast at big sports and entertainment events, and paper anniversary public radio shows. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.